When does an activity turn into bhakti? Seriously, when does our singing become full of bhakti? Srila Rupa Goswami's definition of bhakti gives us an idea. He says, there is an activity performed with the body, with the mind and the words for Krishna with a favorable intent. Bhujan Prabhu said that Kamsa was also fully Krishna conscious. He thought of him from morning till evening, but it was pratikul, it was unfavorable. A devotee must also become Krishna conscious. But if Kamsa's Krishna consciousness is in the minus area, the devotee's Krishna consciousness must be in the plus, in the positive area. That means there must be a favorable intention as he engages in his body in singing to please Krishna. To bring this favorable attention to our consciousness, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that a devotee who wants to ascend the terrace of pure chanting, you know, who wants to get on the platform of pure chanting, he generally chants with a feeling of surrender. Here's a very nice song for you by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he expresses the feelings of surrender in a very relevant way, relevant for us who sit here in a sacred valley at the site of Giriraj. O Krishna, I simply do not know by what strength I have come to attain shelter of you within your dham. Understand how this is this possible? You are most benevolent, devoted to sanctifying and delivering the fallen. I rest all my hopes simply in the fact, O Lord, that you are saturated with compassion. There is no beneficiary more in want of your compassion than I. You will indeed subjugate all my fears. I have come to understand that there is no one in the world with the power to deliver me. O merciful Lord, by your order, please save this lowly and sinful soul. I have left everything behind, O Protector. I have come to your feet. Please know I am your eternal servant. And aren't you my sustainer and custodian, O Jagannath? Everything is yours and I am simply your servant. You shall deliver me. I have accepted your feet as my only shelter. I do no longer belong to myself. Crying and crying, shedding tears and weeping, Bhaktivinoda has taken shelter at your feet. Please forgive my offenses and give me a taste for the holy name. Please maintain me in this way. So as you chant, you can adopt a certain mood. We always are in a mood, absent-minded mood, dull mood, enthusiastic mood, self-conscious mood, absent-minded even from our self-consciousness. Always there's some mood. So the devotee who wants to come to the terrace or platform of chanting does so in a mood of self-giving. Self-giving is a good and rare word. It means there is a self, or what I consider to be myself, and I give this now to the lotus feet of Krishna. Self-giving or surrender is very, very good mood in which we can chant the holy name.